Epic Motors.
Yes, Tyler in?
Speaking.
Hey, Tyler. It's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm okay.
Good to hear. Hey, I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke a few months ago about some equipment and capital that we had you guys pre-approved for, and you told me to check back around August. You guys are doing out there in Utah?
Yeah, we're still up here. Haven't found anything just yet.
Got some equipment you might be looking to bring on?
Yeah, I was considering a tow truck, a used tow truck, but we haven't come to terms on anything.
Okay, have you found a vendor and everything, found the truck?
I've been looking at a few trucks. I haven't decided on any of them. You know, we haven't come to
an agreement.
A deal. Yep.
I gotcha. How much were those looking to run you for?
Like 35 to 50, depending on brand new. 100,000, but
yeah.
We've got a trade in that we're gonna put in on it. I don't know. I think the difference would probably be about 20-ish.
Okay, gonna trade in one of the old trucks too.
Yep.
I see. Is that with like a friend or a vendor?
Just a vendor.
Okay, is that out in St. George too, or?
No, they're in Salt Lake or Vegas or in California, and there's another one in Idaho.
Oh, nice. So all over, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's a specialty market. It's not a real common.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand. And then you're just kind of, you know, still waiting to pick out one?
Yeah, I've been keeping my eye out and just trying to find something that I like. We got a truck that works good right now, and we've got an extra one that we're not using. We'd like to try and expand into another market, and so we're looking for the right truck, and we're going to possibly use that extra truck that we have as a trade-in on a different truck that will make more money.
Oh, I gotcha. What are you guys going to expand to?
Oh, doing services to Vegas.
Oh, so you guys are going to do, what are you guys right now, just staying out in St. George, that area?
Just the greater southern Utah area.
Okay, and you're going to look to expand out to, you know, Vegas-ish?
Mm-hmm.
Nice, so that's going to be a pretty big move for you guys, I'm assuming.
Well, not real big, but just the next step in the evolution process.
Right, I mean, it's going to probably generate, you're going to get a lot of business out there in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, it'll make money.
You guys going to keep the office and everything out there in St. George?
Yeah, well, we might get another office down there, too.
Okay, open up a whole new location then?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So, and then, with the truck you were looking to bring on, too, were you looking to finance it for the remaining balance, or were you just going to pay cash for that?
Yeah, I suppose we'd consider the cost of finance options.
Right. The risk versus the reward?
What's that? Well, there's a, we have cash that we could pay. It just depends on how much it costs, I guess. Sometimes it's nice to have, keep the cash in the pile and only use it when you need it. And sometimes if it costs too much, it's better just to use it to avoid the expense.
Mm-hmm, exactly what I was just going to say. Do you typically finance those trucks, or, I mean, do you like to finance or pay cash?
I haven't in the past. I've always paid cash for them in the past.
Okay, and just kind of, personal preference, or?
Just, I've never found anybody to give me a good enough deal, I guess.
Well,
the
I
numbers have
that.
Not made sense on the financing here in the past.
I understand that. We actually had a UCC filing that you guys had down with TCF for some equipment back in 2009. I'm not sure if that might ring a bell with you.
What's it called?
A UCC filing. It was just some public filing information that we actually based our pre-approval off of that you guys had with TCF a few years back for some equipment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just wondering if that might have ring a bell or anything with you.
That was probably credit card equipment that they forced me to freaking get into.
Yeah, I know how that happens. Well, I mean, do you guys have any other big plans? When were you looking to do that expansion and go to Vegas?
We don't have anything definitive right now. I mean, there's a lot of variables that have to come together to make that work.
Right. I'm sure there is. Well, I mean, yeah, we do capital and we also do equipment. So if you guys needed some, you know, some extra operating cash, help you guys make that move and expand the business, we could definitely do that for you. You know, I know you just said you like to, you know, kind of keep your money, and definitely a good way to leverage the accounts. Kind of can use ours instead and keep yours in case something comes up. And same with the equipment too. We got some pretty good programs and, you know, a lot of different programs and.
What's your what kind of competitive annual APR rate are you guys going with on, say, let's say a $30,000-$40,000 loan
for equipment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and that's the nice thing about ours too, is they're not annualized, because you know, we don't annualize our loans. They're more short-term business loans. So we're going to give you the, you know, the total payback, your monthly, and, you know, you're going to have that real straightforward. And then, you know, until we can get you a factor and rate, it's just a few different factors that go into play, like your sales, time in business, a few other things like that. But I can give you a better idea. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Oh, that sounds like that kind of loan kind of stuff is way more expensive than what we would probably be looking at typically. Between the bank, credit unions, and other options that we have here, we can get in the 6 to 8% range.
Oh, that's not an issue at all. I mean, 6 to 8, you know, that's...
Can you hold a second?
Yeah, you're fine.
Happy Mother's Day. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. I'm on speaker.
Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you. You still there, Tyler?
Okay, so I'm trying to handle two or three things here at the same time.
I heard the cops. Is I need
no,
to let you go?
No, that's my, it's my ringtone.
Jeez, man, that'd be scaring me.
You can't miss. I gotta answer it. Hold on.
You're fine.
Let me let you talk to Jose. Hold on. Okay, I'm back.
All right, you're fine. That ringtone would sure keep me on my feet, I tell you what, though.
Oh, well, yeah, it's supposed to get your attention so you don't miss your call.
Best way to go right there, huh?
Yep.
Well, yeah, what I was just going to say was, you know, we really base it off a few different things. I know you mentioned the local bank and whatnot. A lot of times they base it off of credit, too. We base it a lot off of sales, so, you know, we can see what you guys do, not based off of so much credit. You know, we can assume you can cash flow the note. And
what is
the
your best, like, I have good credit.
Uh-huh.
I've got good cash flow, and I have a significant of cash amount in the bank account, so I don't typically, you know, the kinds of things that you're describing are usually are for higher risk businesses that aren't established, and so like the kind of loans that I'm ever in the market for, if I ever do get a loan or consider a loan, it's usually something that has to make competitive sense.
Oh, yeah, I understand that, and not even so much with what you just said too, with you know, businesses that are, you know, more needing that. And I mean, we do have, you know, a few different programs, especially with the equipment. We have rates that, you know, can start as low as maybe 2-3%. It really just depends on which program you do qualify for. I mean, when's the last time you checked your credit, though?
Today.
What was it?
Well, let's see. It was 704 with Experian.
Yeah, Experian's actually who we pull it from, too. So, I mean, yeah, that credit score seems like it should be no issue. And even with that credit score, we have a few different programs with all sorts of different credit tiers, A to D, even past bankruptcies. So, you know, we really do have a bunch of different options.
We don't have any bad credit in the past, ever.
I'm just explaining our programs. Like, you know, we do have a bunch of different programs with the credit tier, so that's not an issue. You would qualify for one of our better programs with that 700 score. How long have you been running the show out there, too, for, you know, you guys?
18 years, 6 months.
Nice. You've been doing it all by yourself full-time?
I started it from scratch.
Opened up the business and everything yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's quite the accomplishment. How did you get in the industry?
Oh, I don't know. I would take a book.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, kind of working, you know, under somebody else for you to start your own business, or?
Oh, no, I started it from scratch. All the way, you know, didn't ever do this with anybody else. Just,
All you? Ground
yep.
up?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Something to, you know, hang your hat on for sure then. And then,
You know, I've got to jump off here. I got some people here I need to take care of. I feel like right now I really don't have anything that I'm looking to get right now at the moment. I was considering some tow trucks in the future, but, I mean, I'd probably want to, I'm feeling you out, and it doesn't seem like you have a product that's going to match what we're looking for if we did go that route.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was just going to say, Tyler. If you want to see what we can do, I'll shoot you over the one-page app. It's very simple, straightforward. Then we can get you some actual numbers to work with. You can have some to shop around with. It doesn't mean you have to take it, but that way, you know, we can actually see what we can do. We do have a lot of really good programs, match or beat policies, you know, a bunch of different stuff. So, I mean, it might not even hurt just to check it out and see what we can do.
Okay, cool.
You maybe have an email I could shoot some info over to you. I'll attach that app, and if you want to go ahead and go forward with that, we can go there.
Well, it's epicmotorsports@gmail.com.
epicmotorsports@gmail.com. Perfect. I'll shoot it over right when we get off the phone, and then if you want to go ahead and, you know, fill it out, we can see what we can do for you. And, you know, you're going to get that truck next month. That way we can, you know, see if we can get you something better to work with. If not, you know, you can go shop your own, go on your own avenue.
Okay, cool.
All right, Tyler, nice talking to you.
All right, with it.
Bye.